is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Iran is rejecting a call by Britain, France, and Germany to refrain from retaliatory attacks on Israel over a pair of high-profile assassinations. Tehran calls it an excessive request. For now, Israelis are bracing. CBS's Remy Innocencio is in Tel Aviv.
Warnings overnight from some parts of Israel as well as the United States that Iran and Hezbollah might launch retaliatory strikes. After the past 2 weeks of threats, this country is still waiting and is still on high alert.
CBS News has learned the attacks could be launched with little or no warning. In a live-streamed interview on X, former President Donald Trump told Elon Musk he knew Vladimir Putin had his sights set on bringing Ukraine back into the Russian fold.
I know Putin very well. I got along with him very well. He respected me, and it's just one of those things.
Ukraine's army says it is now in control of more than 400 square miles across the Russian border in Kursk, site of key Russian military bases. Correspondent Chris Livsay is at the foreign desk.
A total of 28 settlements have fallen into Ukrainian hands, according to this Russian governor, interrupted as he breaks the news to Vladimir Putin. Leave the numbers to the military, the Russian president says. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky counters that peace will only come if the Kremlin is forced into it.
Forecasters are warning of widespread flooding and possible landslides as tropical storm Ernesto closes in on Puerto Rico and the U.S. and British Virgin Islands. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says the system could power up to hurricane strength after that.
As the storm begins to pull away on Wednesday morning, it's going to be racing north and eventually make its way up towards Bermuda by Saturday into Sunday.
Minnesota's Ilhan Omar faces a primary challenge today by a former Minneapolis city councilman. Two other members of her progressive congressional group lost to challengers backed by pro-Israel groups. CBS's Nicole Killian.
Congresswoman Omar feeling relatively confident going into this race that she can win another term despite what happened to some of her other fellow squad colleagues earlier this summer.
As were Cori Bush and Jamal Bowman. Coffee, burritos, anyone? Starbucks has just appointed Brian Nickel, who heads the Chipotle chain, to turn around business at its Java joints and contend with activist investors. The Seattle-based company has already ousted CEO Laxman Narasimhan, who was appointed chairman a little more than a year ago. Wholesale inflation rose less than expected, 0.1% in July. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine County Board and the community last night discussed a proposed 0.5% sales tax that could generate $20 million annually. Public discussions on the matter will continue in upcoming meetings. Voting is taking place today in Racine, Kenosha, and across the state for the partisan primary election. Polling places are open until 8. Voters are reminded to bring their IDs, and you can check your registration status and your ballot at myvote.wi.gov. About 22,000 absentee ballots were requested in Racine and Kenosha counties for today's primary. Of the 22,000, about 17,000 were returned as of yesterday. In-person absentee voting saw over 3,000 participants in Racine and around 2,000 in Kenosha County. The former head of mental health services for Racine County has reached a plea deal related to drug smuggling into the county jail. Brittany Perez had entered a not guilty plea. And the state fair set a new attendance record. Over 1.1 million people went to the fair this year, with the numbers attributed to favorable weather conditions. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Crew lose to L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost game one of their four-game series to the Dodgers last night. The final 5-2, game two tonight. Manager Pat Murphy said he thought his young Brewers team was a little intimidated facing the Dodgers, and future Hall of Famer now in his 17th season, Clayton Kershaw, on the mound.
If you want to be, you want to swim with the Sharks, you got to be willing to step up in these situations and put together, forget about who's on the mound. I mean, and forget about, you know, it's baseball. I just felt like we didn't have the right approach there mentally for the situation. But it is, they're young guys in front of their hometown crowd, and it's Kershaw.
NFL, one of the players who stood out in the Packers' win over the Browns was wide receiver Grant DuBose, who had 5 catches for 66 yards, leading the team in receptions.
Grant had a really good game the other day. Obviously, he made some pretty clutch catches, but his effort blocking was excellent as well.
That's Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stanovich with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Potawatomi Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear, 65. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 80 with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Late tomorrow night through Thursday, I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. Good morning. I'm Cindy Huber.
Don Rosen has left the building.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Elvis, all this week, Elvis Appreciation Week, and we're giving away the finest used vinyl you've ever seen. And we're even going to do it today when you hear an Elvis movie clip. Don't worry, I'll give you plenty of warning. Here's Shy Lights.
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all got around me, they seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
To the Heritage Museum, local news and timeless hits.
Come on, time!
That's the awesome band, alive and kicking. From New York City. New York City. Tighter and Tighter, big hit back in 1970. Not 71, not 72, not 1960, not 1970. Great hit there on WRJN, where we play timeless hits. Oh, and local news as well. And of course, we have Paul Harvey after he was actually on the air 56, 57 years. Can you believe that? Then he made the mistake of passing away. Darn it, we're still mad at him for that. However, he's back. He's on Don Rosen's show at 7:25 Monday through Fridays, and here at 12:05 Monday through Fridays, and he'll be on with the rest of the story today at 12:05 right here on WRJN.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Add Brewers games to your after-school plans with the $9 student special tickets, courtesy of UW Credit Union. Every weekday, high school and college students score Brewers tickets for as low as $9. Get yours at brewers.com/students. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Everybody knows, if it's summer season, it's festival season. And Pottawatomie has the winningest one, WinFest. You could make it an awesome August with a share of $500,000. Play with your rewards card for entries. Hourly drawings every Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. 25 grand in cash and prizes each drawing. It's the $500,000 WinFest. Get in on the fun. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN.
Well, you know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout. Come on now, don't forget to
yeah. Tired after that song. Cindy Huber playing the timeless hits. We got local news at WRJN.
To see me, but you're afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you can be sure of, I'll take good care of your love. If you will let me give you mine, baby, willpower, it's now or never. Give your love to me and I'll shower your heart with tenderness endlessly. Ever tell you the facts of life? Well, there's so much you have to learn, and I would gladly teach you.
Oh, all I need you.
Coolest Hits right here at WRJN. Oh, we got a primary. A little taste of what's to come later this year. Just FYI, on this radio show, I am politics free. But you can always call me on my my phone, my cell phone and a personal phone number. Go, hey, what do you feel? No, I wouldn't even do that either. Politics free zone on here. But I can tell you that our company website, civicmedia.us/vote, has information on where to vote, races in your individual district and statewide races. So honestly, do your civic duty, be a voter. I told my husband that this morning. We got to vote today. And he's like, okay, you just ruined my day. It's the primaries, honey. We gotta, we don't have to vote. Yes, yes, we do, because I went on air and said I was voting today. So there, it's done. All right, speaking of, did I say news? Yes, I did. It is time now for the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Today's partisan primary election day is the first time voters are casting ballots under new boundaries for Wisconsin's Senate and Assembly districts. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf.
I have not heard a lot of contact from voters expressing any sort of confusion, but certainly if voters have those types of questions, there are some really good resources.
Wolf recommends myvote.wi.gov. Election night coverage on most civic media radio stations and online begins tonight at 8. Attendance at this year's Wisconsin State Fair set a record. The State Fair Board says 1.1 million people came through the gates in West Allis. That's about 6,500 more people than last year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Tax feedback was part of a Racine County Board meeting last night. Supervisors and the community discussed the possibility of introducing a 0.5% sales tax, which could potentially raise $20 million a year for county services. Despite the potential benefits, some people at the meeting voiced concern about the additional expense during these challenging economic times. There will be more public discussions about the matter. Voting is going on today in Racine and Kenosha and across the state for the partisan primary election. Polling places will be open until 8 p.m. Don't forget to bring your ID. You can check your registration status, your polling location, and see your sample ballot at myvote.wi.gov. We'll have election coverage tonight starting at 8 on our sister station 540 WAUK and on the Civic Media app. In a move to enhance services, Kenosha County has split its Human Services Department into two distinct divisions. County Executive Samantha Kirkman has appointed Heather Vanoss as Director of Aging and Disability Services and Carrie Foss as Director of Behavioral Health. The reorganization is said to improve focus on specific community needs without impacting the county spending. And the groundhog is dead. Sunday, police in Racine were called after a man was bit by a groundhog near State Street, and he attempted to hang on to it. As rescue teams waited to help that man bit, a bystander came along and got the groundhog into a suitcase, apparently in an attempt to get it tested. Yesterday, reports came in that the groundhog escaped captivity, ran off, and was hit by a car. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear, 65. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 80 with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Late tomorrow night through Thursday, I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Young and impatient we may be, there's no need to ask.
Local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. Dodgers, Minneapolis, Milwaukee tonight. Game time 7:10 for the pregame show right here on WRJN.
Swerve, and then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Yo.
Yeah.
Local news and timeless hits right here on WRJN. Beatles, Get Back, Monkees, A Daydream Believer. We got lots and lots of fun tunes for you.
Oh, I could hide beneath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. What's it ring? And I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. A white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really
sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. If she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know, 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 I know. Hey, I ought to leave the young thing alone, but ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
Local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. I'm Cindy Huber. It's Elvis Appreciation Week. I know. Why do you guys only do things when people die? Well, you know what? Elvis's birthday in the middle of January be really hard contest to give away the finest in vinyl, used vinyl, and have you come out in the middle of January on ice-covered roads to pick it up. So we thought, you know, he passed away in August, so we're going to give those out. And that is the weird thing, though, isn't it? I mean, half the time I forget that it's my mom's birthday. Unfortunately, I always remember when she passes, and so I think that's part of it as well. And everybody remembers where they were when he passed, so but nobody remembers where they were when he was born. So there you go. There's the contest. Today, it's a beautiful vinyl album. It's just entitled Elvis and a hot looking Elvis as well. The 1968 Elvis with tunes like Love Me Tender, Jailhouse Rock, Teddy Bear, and just about all the hit songs that he had from his movies. That's what you're winning today. And again, thank Chris Morrill for my boss for picking these up, but also for Vinyl Vault Records in Waukesha. They buy used records, CDs, tapes, and video games, and they sell them as well. And they saw our vision and they said, hey, we can help you out here. So when you hear the Elvis clip, Elvis in a movie clip, that's when you win. And today, I'm sorry, I just had to glance for 1 second. My brain shut off. Yesterday was Speedway with Elvis and Nancy Sinatra. Today, it's Elvis from The Trouble with Girls. So when you hear that movie clip, start dialing and we will take the fifth caller at, and write this down right now if you got a second, 262-634-WRJN. That's 262-634-9756 or WRJN.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
That's all right. Love the news. Timeless is right here at WRJ. And Stuart J. Waddles with local news coming up. CBS National News and our very own Mike Clemens with sports. All just about 5 minutes away here at WRJ. And yeah, right now it's Stomps.
Timeless Hits. WRJN.